Great to be joined by Emerald Pitts now. She is the valedictorian from the Steelville Schools on this Academic All-Star interview. And Emerald, first of all, we'll say congratulations. Have you known for a long time that you would become the valedictorian, or did it kind of come down to the wire for you?
I've been kind of anticipating it because I've been trying for it, but everyone's GPAs were really close, so we didn't really know for sure until pretty last minute.
What kind of a thrill was it for you when you found out for sure you would be the valedictorian?
Really, it hasn't even sunk in that much. I'm not sure it will feel that real until I'm really giving my speech, but I know I am excited because I have worked really hard for it.
Yeah. Describe the type of work that it takes to achieve this type of thing.
Oh, God. It takes a lot of work and a lot of late nights and hard classes that they're worth it in the end, but they're miserable.
You got to go through the work to get there, don't you?
Yeah.
You'd mentioned kind of maybe coming to full realization of what you've been able to accomplish when you're giving your speech. Can you give us a little preview of what that might be about?
Well, my speech, I mean, it's the farewell speech, you know, so it's really just about kind of, even though we're going our separate ways and we've all worked really hard to get where we are today, that we're still going to do great things together as a, just because my school, we're really small, so we're really like a family. So I think just sending them off with that, you know, we're still in this together, we're still going to do good things in the world. That's kind of the gist of it.
Yeah, good positive theme. You talked about the difficult classes that you took. Are the difficult classes also in a way the most enjoyable or not? What ones do you enjoy the most?
Well, the difficult ones are perhaps the most satisfying just because you get the most out of them in the end and you realize that you grow most academically and it encourages like a deeper level of thinking that you can use outside of the classroom. So I think I've really grown more as a person through those classes.
Yeah. And what are some of those classes for you then?
Classes like college composition and public speaking and college literature. It helps that they were taught by one of the like most amazing teachers ever, and her name is Deborah Shuey. She's insanely bright, and she has taught us a lot.
Obviously, it helps to be really smart when you're teaching something, but what do you feel like makes her a great teacher?
She really treats us like adults and doesn't baby us through the courses and expects us to do our best, and she doesn't really cut us any slack. She demands a really high work ethic and your best quality.
Emerald Pitts, my guest, the valedictorian of the Steelville Schools. And Emerald, what are your plans for next year?
Next year, I will be attending School of the Art Institute of Chicago, where I'll be majoring in fine arts with an emphasis in painting and drawing and maybe fashion design.
That sounds really interesting. Is that a challenging application process?
It is a little bit because you have to submit your entire portfolio in like an artist statement, and I'm the only person at my school going to art school, so nobody was really able to help me with that because nobody knew what exactly that entailed. So I've kind of been in on it on my own.
Yeah, I was going to say, in high school, you have art classes, but you're not really exposed to the type of widespread art that you might get at a really large place or an institution of higher learning. So, how did you develop that interest, and what type of background for that did you get at Steelville?
Well, I've always loved art, and I've always been passionate about it, but in high school, I've taken an art class every year, and it's been taught by, well, my freshman year, I had classes from Ashley Bowling, and she, at the time, I wasn't really interested in pursuing art just because I didn't think it was practical, but she really encouraged me to think about it. And so I'd been thinking about it, and then my teacher, Mrs. Lana Hunt, she has just completely inspired me to do what I love, and her curriculum through painting and drawing and ceramics and art three just made me realize that that's what I'm meant to do, because it's my passion, and I can't imagine doing anything else.
So we'll be seeing your work in galleries before long, right?
I hope so.
That's got to be the plan, right?
Yeah.
That's terrific. Tell me a little bit about your family. You have any brothers or sisters?
I have one brother. His name is Paul, and he is going to be a sophomore this fall. And we're not very much alike, but we get along really well, and we've become pretty good friends this past couple years. And he's really into sports and everything that I'm not good at.
How about your parents? Do they always kind of set the path for you to focus in on academics?
They have been really supportive, but I can't say that they've really pushed me like I know a lot of parents have. They've just kind of trusted me to do what I think is best, and I think that's been really helpful, and I think they've supported me in the best way that they could have.
And what are their names, Emerald?
Their names are Michael and Paula Pitt.
All right, very good. Well, we wish you all the best. We look forward to seeing your art in galleries, and thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Emerald Pitts joining us, the valedictorian of the Steelville Schools, on our Academic All-Star Interviews on Regional Radio.